Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian here.
And Daryl.
We've got Skype. You can Skype in to username lrn.fm. Feel free to reach out to us in that way if you prefer. Right now, the majority of our callers are on hold on Skype, which I love because Skype sounds better than regular phones. So connect with us in the way you prefer. Again, our toll-free number brought to you by ProXPN. 855-450-FREE. We're going to continue a conversation to bring you up to speed. If you're just tuning in, we've got Brian on the line in Albuquerque calling on Skype. He is excited to check out New Hampshire. He's I don't know if he said he joined the Free State Project. We'll clear that up here in a moment. But he is coming to New Hampshire apparently for the Liberty Forum, which is coming up in 3 weeks. You can go to nhlibertyforum.com. Daryl, you are going to be there. We confirmed your ticket today. And, of course, I'll be there as well. Free Talk Live is actually going to be broadcasting live from the event. There are going to be dozens of speakers. I think they've got around 60 speakers booked for this event. But the most important part about the Liberty Forum is the activists, the hundreds of people who are there, many of whom already live in New Hampshire, but probably the majority of whom don't live in New Hampshire. They're coming from outside of the state to check it out because they've heard all kinds of stuff, maybe here on Free Talk Live or elsewhere. They've heard stories about New Hampshire. They've heard about how great it is to be around people who actually understand what freedom is rather than feeling like the lone wolf, the one person in any given area who actually cares enough about freedom to do something about it. That's how I used to be when I was in Florida. Daryl, can you relate to that?
Yes.
Yeah, I imagine that's one of the reasons why you moved here, and I'm grateful you did because you're one of the best doers here, at least as far as I'm concerned, in the entire Free State Project, certainly in the Keene area. But let's bring Brian back on the line. Brian, are you a Free State Project participant, or are you still kind of exploring, considering?
I haven't signed up yet. I agree with everything, but I don't want to be counted until I'm sure I'm going to move.
Sure. And I think the exploring New Hampshire, certainly during the Liberty Forum, could help you make that decision. So we'll look forward to seeing you. Now, we were talking with you about the idea of kind of planting seeds in people's minds for the ideas of freedom. And you were speaking at a high school recently. And, of course, whenever you get a chance to talk to adults as well, you do that. And I think that's all very, very important. But ultimately, I tried to do that in Florida. And it just takes too darn long for those seeds to germinate. So I wanted to be somewhere where hundreds of people already understood the ideas of freedom, and thousands more are coming here, and that's what the New Hampshire Free State Project is all about. So one of the questions that you had was, you know, what's it going to look like? When we get, let's say, 10,000, 15,000, or 20,000, because the goal of the Free State Project is 20,000 liberty activists in the same place, which is New Hampshire. When we get to those numbers, how will we get from where we are, which is the state in control of almost everything, to more freedom? And I don't want to put words in your mouth, but is that kind of a summary of what you were saying?
Yeah, that's correct. It's kind of the idea of instead of doing these individual civil disobedience or in Robin Hooding civil obedience or uncivil obedience, I guess when you get numbers like that, as a group, you can decide to do something together. And the idea that's in my mind is a tax revolt. But I don't know what's in your guys' mind. So I'm sure you guys have lots of conversations about this. And
Do you want to take a crack at this?
One thing that is really nice about New Hampshire, and I know that Ian's pointed this out, as have other people, the legislature is so large that it's really easy to know not just your state reps, but other state reps. You can have conversations with them.
We had lunch with one the other day because we were at the state house. We just sat down with him.
I was having Facebook conversations yesterday with six state reps. And so
liberty-oriented
state reps. So
the one we had lunch with wasn't even liberty-oriented necessarily.
It's very easy to get to know some state reps, and it's fairly easy, especially if you ask enough state reps, it's fairly easy to get some legislation introduced.
And you would
a lot of times you might have to do the legwork. you might have to write up your proposal and then go to a state rep and say, here's a proposal. It's already written. Will you introduce this? And I was successful in getting a bill introduced this year that would wind up treating all political candidates equally, which would be very similar to what is done down in Florida and what is done to some extent in Vermont and Mississippi, to where in those two states, all political parties have the same path to the ballot. So I did the work, wrote up the legislation, and emailed every member of the New Hampshire State House, and one representative got in touch and said, I will introduce this. So on a larger scale, once there are 20,000 liberty lovers that move here, that's not including the people that are from here or the people that convert to the ideas of liberty.
Right, there are lots more of those.
But once you get 20,000 movers, then it's going to be even easier to speak to a liberty-loving state rep. It's going to be even easier to get pro-liberty legislation introduced. You can go to the state house any Tuesday or Thursday, walk into any committee hearing, fill out a pink slip, and unless it's one of these really popular bills to where they fill up the 400-seat house chamber, then you're going to get called on to testify before a House committee within a matter of minutes.
Well, actually, it's funny that you bring that up. And obviously, you're focusing on the political aspect of some of the things that are going
right,
on.
Right, because
there's a lot more.
That's where the laws get changed.
Right, right. And we are going to have to see change inside the system, I think, in order to be more free. But when you go into one of these hearings, who is it that speaks? It's interesting to look at this. The people who speak at these hearings almost always are the bureaucrats who are speaking in favor of more government, and free staters and New Hampshire liberty-loving people.
And lobbyists.
And there's also some
bureaucrats, lobbyists, and free staters.
Yeah. Yeah. If you walk around the state house, you see people that you know from the Free State Project, and you see people you don't know as well from the Free State Project as well. So the more numbers we have, the more influential we'll become. Already there are state reps who are pandering towards the liberty viewpoint, because there's the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance here.
Yes.
that takes every bill, they read every piece of proposed legislation, they issue voting recommendations. It's called the gold standard. It's a gold sheet of paper, and they hand these things out to every state rep as they come in to the state chambers, the hall or whatever it's called. And so they're handing out liberty-oriented voting recommendations. Now, the state reps, whether they're Republican or Democrat, are likely getting recommendations from their party as well.
Yes.
But where in the world, besides New Hampshire, is there a third set of recommendations that the state representatives are getting here? They do a lot of work to get this information out there. And then they grade the state reps every year on a scale from A to F, and then there's constitutional threat below F. And they give basically a report card to every state representative. And these state reps, they know that if they're not making the liberty people happy, those liberty people are going to work against them in the next election. And as we become more and more numerous, we become more and more politically influential as well. So, like, I'm with you, Brian, on the whole tax revolt thing. I think people should do that, but most people aren't willing to put their property on the line. They're more willing to be taking kind of the safe route. But perhaps as more thousands show up, more will be interested in taking a more of a hard line like that. And that's one of the neat things about having activists around who are willing to do things. You throw out an idea, and if people like it, they're going to come and help you out with it.
That's wonderful. You know, even though I may internally wish for more, I know that more is happening there than anywhere else. So I guess that's all I have for tonight, but
thanks,
I wanted
Brian.
To thank you both again.
Yeah, I really appreciate
the call.
And by the way, I was just curious, so I pulled up the New Mexico legislature. Apparently they have all of 70 state reps there in New Mexico. We have 400 here in New Hampshire. And I don't know what the population of New Mexico is offhand, but I bet you it's a lot more.
It's a little bit larger.
New Hampshire. Hey, thanks, Brian. We appreciate the call. Look forward to seeing you at the upcoming Liberty Forum. That's nhlibertyforum.com. You can go there. Get your tickets now. It's going to be a blast. Looking forward to it. And we'll come back with more Free Talk Live in moments.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-246-0504. That's 877-246-0504. Again, 877-246-0504.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, here to take your calls about anything that you want to discuss. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And that toll-free number is brought to you by Pro XPN. Tonight, it's Ian here.
And Daryl.
We've got a website. You can go to freetalklive.com. We've got news updates. Get signed up for our emailed updates over at news.freetalklive.com. And then we'll send you updates whenever there's something really important to announce about the show, like new radio stations, for instance. If you want more granular updates during the show, best thing to do is follow us on our Facebook, Google+, or Twitter, whatever is your preference. You can also find links to all of those over at news.freetalklive.com. Again, that is news.freetalklive.com. And maybe you've got some bitcoins just burning a hole in your Bitcoin wallet. You want to do something with them? I know, it's fun to hold bitcoins, but it's also fun to spend them.
And yes, it is.
Turn them into real-life items, which you can do over at bitcoinstore.com. And I believe you're about to do over at, or if you maybe you've already done it.
Already did.
Over at $6shirts.com.
Yes.
All right, so bitcoinstore.com, they don't sell shirts at Bitcoin Store. They sell consumer electronics and a whole lot of them. They've got over 500,000 items ready for immediate shipment at 0% markup. Bitcoinstore.com. They are so easy. It's, in fact, the easiest way to convert your bitcoins to real-world items. You don't even have to give them your identifying information. You can send it to whatever name you want to. So long as the mail will deliver it where you send it, they don't care what name you put on it. They don't care what address you put on it because your Bitcoin wallet isn't tied. Your Bitcoin wallet isn't tied to your name. So they don't care. As long as they get the bitcoins, that's all they're concerned with. And they will, because you can't pay with anything except bitcoins at bitcoinstore.com. And again, 0% markup on over 500,000 consumer electronics items. Bitcoinstore.com. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Greg is listening to WKZO in Kalamazoo. Hey, Greg.
Hey. Hi, guys.
Welcome, sir.
Going back to, again, I guess, to yesterday's discussion on... the ice fishing, they were delivering beer out to the ice fishermen. I was wondering, did they mention where that was? Because right now in Michigan, our lakes are frozen so thick. I don't think the guys, I don't even see anybody out ice fishing. I think there's so much ice on the water.
The story, no, I don't recall. I think they said both Michigan and Wisconsin, but I don't recall exactly. I did put a link up on our Facebook page, Google Plus, Twitter, so if you want to go back there, you can find it.
Okay.
And so if you really want to see the story. But the story was worded as though the guy who was owning this business, this beer manufacturer, was experimenting with this, but that it hadn't been implemented in any meaningful fashion, and the FAA somehow found out about it and put a stop to it. So whether it was actually happening or not was kind of unclear. There was footage of it happening in that, you know, the kind of proof of concept. They showed that the drone could lift the beer and fly with it and deliver it, but whether it was actually being utilized for business, I'm not sure.
What kind of beer?
Yeah.
A 12-pack.
I know.
No, like good beer
looked like a craft beer. Go ahead, Greg.
That's the only kind of beer there is, I think, is good, isn't it?
No, I've tasted some real awful beer.
I'm a beer snob. I don't generally drink a beer that costs less than like $3 a bottle.
Okay. Well, I'll drink whatever you don't want. Minnesota, I think, is another big ice fishing state. But
yeah.
Anyway, I checked in on, I know the origin of that sport. I guess it's a sport. Somebody might call it a hobby. But I know the origin of that sport. Or you know that was invented by ice fishing. It was invented by a married guy, you know.
A married guy?
Yeah.
Because he wanted to get away from the wife?
Well, I mean, you can read into it what you want, but I'm just saying, it was invented by a married guy. Yeah.
All right, Greg, I appreciate that. Anything else you want to share tonight?
That's all for tonight. You guys have a good one.
Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you being out there listening on WKZO in Kalamazoo. 855-450-FREE. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Carson is in Columbus, Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live, Carson.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
So I had a little interesting story that has to do with the wonderful bureaucracy in Columbus, Ohio, where
okay.
I live. So I'm a college student, as anyone who's listened knows, and I received some help from the government. And they told me, we need to renew your help. We need to ask you some questions, figure out if you still apply and are still eligible, and that's fine. So they said, we're going to give you a call on the 15th. So I made sure I was home on the 15th, and then no one called me. I called them. They said, oh, we're sorry. We forgot to send you a letter. You've been rescheduled to the 22nd. So I'm like, okay, life happens. And then,
no, at least you didn't have to go into the office or something. You didn't have, you weren't
no,
too
they
inconvenienced.
They were nice enough, because I have a knee injury, they were nice enough to do it over the phone.
Okay.
So what happens is my cell phone dies, so I'm borrowing a friend's cell phone, so I call them, the day after Martin Luther King Day to let them know my new phone number. And they put it in their computer. I said, hey, wait, my appointment's tomorrow. Do I need to call in tomorrow again just to make sure you have their number? New number. No. We'll do it. So tomorrow comes. Guess what happens? Nobody put the number in. So I call, and this time I'm a little peeved because this is twice we've had to reschedule. And they're like, you know what? We'll put you on the fast track. You'll be rescheduled. I'm like, will my benefits be released by the second? Like they should be. Yeah, won't have an effect. Our fault, won't have an effect. Talk to the woman on Monday. She says, okay, you're good to go. You got to come in the office and sign some paperwork. I said, earliest I can do it is Thursday. If I come in Thursday and I sign it and I have them email you, can you go in your computer and approve my benefits? So I'll get them Sunday. Sure, no problem. Go in, send the paperwork, come back out, call at the end of the day. My benefits still haven't been approved. Call this morning to their call center, and I'm told we have up to 6 business days to approve your benefits, and we can't even connect you to your caseworker until we have up to 10 business days, and we can't connect you to your caseworker until 6 business days have gone by. I said, ma'am, it's your fault. I was rescheduled twice. The caseworker guaranteed me this. Oh, well, we're sorry.
Well, one thing about government bureaucrats. Yeah, one thing about government bureaucrats is whenever they tell you something, it in a lot of cases isn't necessarily true. And even if that was their intention to actually, you know, fast track you or whatever, they can't be held responsible for giving you misinformation or turning out that they, you know, whether they lied or just misinformed you. Nobody's ever held responsible.
And I asked, I specifically said, can I speak to a supervisor? Well, they're busy. I'll hold. We'll have one call you back. No one called me back. So basically, my choice now is on Monday, which, by the way, is my one day off from, like, school and stuff. So that's the one day I have to do stuff, like, during the day for, like, post office, bank and stuff. So it turns out Monday I'm going to have to go down there, probably sit there for 4 hours, talk to somebody, to probably 90% chance of being told exactly what I was told today.
Yep, I went to the DMV today, and I stood in line as they basically told everybody no. I mean, that's basically what some of these bureaucrats' jobs seem to be, is just tell everybody no. And thank you, Carson, for the call, and thanks for sharing your story. 855-450-FREE. You can take control. And if they're not helpful, if they're rude, you can't do anything about it. You're forced to pay their salary through taxes. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Do you you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're here to take your calls about whatever you'd like. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 with you tonight. Here it's Ian
and Daryl.
Don't forget, you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and you can enjoy the features that we have there waiting for you. Listening options, we've got them: broadband, midband, narrowband versions of the show. They stream around the clock. You can also, of course, download as many episodes as you want. They go back for years, all the way back to 2006. So you can grab Free Talk Live in those ways. We're also on over 140 great radio stations from coast to coast that air us at various different times throughout the week. You can get a list of our radio stations over at listen.freetalklive.com. Also, details on how to get us tuned in on satellite. We've got free-to-air satellite delivery available across North and Central America. If you've got a view of the southern sky at your home, you can buy some relatively cheap equipment, probably spend no more than $200 on it, and then you install it or have it installed for you, and you're good to go. There's no monthly fee to receive free-to-air. And that also gets you all the other great LRN.FM shows like Daryl's show. Peace, Love, Liberty Radio is one of the many shows that airs on LRN.FM, so you can get all that. Details are at listen.freetalklive.com. We've also got our webcam and listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen to us that way. We're going to continue here in moments with your calls and thoughts. Just want to let you know, if you've been thinking about getting some Bitcoins, the easiest way to go and do it is, and you can pay with cash, is to go to cashintocoins.com. It's easy, fast, safe, legal, inexpensive, and customer service is their top priority. What you do is you go to cashintocoins.com. You select the bank of your choice, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, or any credit union that has what's called shared branching. You go to the bank, you deposit money into Cash Into Coins' account, and then you send Cash Into Coins a copy of the receipt, a picture that you take of the receipt after you've written on it a special number that they give you. They then, in about a business day, but usually by the next business day, will send you Bitcoins into your Bitcoin wallet. You don't have a Bitcoin wallet yet? Well, you can get one from CryptoKit or just go to weusecoins.com to learn more about how to do that. But once you have your Bitcoin wallet and you're ready to get some Bitcoins, go to cashintocoins.com. If you order less than $40 worth of Bitcoins, you get it for no fee. If you go over $40, it's a mere 3% transaction fee, which is a great deal. You won't find a better one. Cashintocoins.com. As we continue, we will take your calls about what you want. Temper is on the line, and he is in legal land on Skype. Hey, Temper.
It's your other chronic caller, huh?
What's on your mind tonight?
I was going to talk about hacking, but while I was on hold, I realized the statute of limitations hasn't run out yet.
What is the statute of limitations on hacking?
And for felonies, there is none. So,
oh, wow. Really?
We're talking stuff I did back in 98 that I would really love to talk to you about, but...
you could always you can't talk about it now, but you could always call and talk about a friend of yours who did something in 1998.
I could do that, I thought about doing that, but I didn't want to be confusing, so...
Okay.
I will say I am an amper, so that's good, and I should see you down there at that Texas Bitcoin conference.
Oh, great.
I got a table for that, and I'll be doing a business launch there.
Fantastic.
Nice.
That's very exciting. So what else did you want to share?
Well, I've been hacking on some stuff since October, and it should be pretty good. I don't know if you want me to say, but I will be releasing a Bitcoin credit card. So.
Wow.
Very, very impressive.
Tell me what that means, because there has been such proposals in the past. There have been people who've talked about doing this. I've never seen it actually come to fruition. So what is it? What does it mean to have a Bitcoin credit card?
Well, unlike other ventures, this will not use the Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Diners Club network. This will use the Internet. In fact, it'll be based on the Tor project, so it will have a lot of security built into it.
So like Bitcoin tends to be, it could be used without, you know, there's no name tied to the account, presumably?
Yeah, you don't even have to put a number on the card. In fact, the design I have, if you want to, you can get like a McDonald's gift card and then just reprogram the magstripe.
That's interesting. Really unusual. So, I mean, is this going to be something where you have to have some sort of programming knowledge to get in? Because, I mean, the average person doesn't know how to program a magstripe.
Absolutely not. And, you know, since I want to be poor forever, it's going to be all open source and decentralized.
All right. Well, I have to say, I'm intrigued. I would like to see a proof of concept. I want to see how this works. I want to see how easy it is to use, because that's going to be the most important thing. If this is easy for people to use and if it's usable, because one of the issues is, I think you're going to run into, is you said it's not using Visa or MasterCard's network, so getting businesses to accept these might be tricky, right?
Not really. I'm only going to be charging 0.5% plus 2 cents per transaction, which, and there's no possibility of chargebacks because this will be a Bitcoin wallet, the Bitcoin wallet exchange. So,
interesting. And that's what you're going to be launching and promoting at the upcoming Texas Bitcoin conference?
Yeah, if I don't monumentally screw this up, yes.
All right, well, we'll let you get back to work. Thanks, Temper, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. 8:55.
I am very intrigued by this.
I am too. I want to see how it works. You know, because again, there have been a lot of people who have been talking about a Bitcoin credit card, but I don't see it yet.
Yeah.
Let me hold it in my hand and let me try swiping it and see if I can buy something with
it. Right.
I'll believe it.
That's my main sort of concern with it, is will there have to be some kind of program that a merchant would need to download in order to be able to, you know, swipe
a
card?
Yeah, it sounds like it. It sounds like you have to sign up with the merchant services account through presumably Temper. But we'll learn more. I'm sure if he's at the Texas Bitcoin conference, we're going to sit down and talk with him about it, I imagine. Let's go to WebKeys on the line in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. WebKeys, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
So I was calling, I guess, about programming. You guys were talking about hacking and programming. And
yes, sir.
So, wanted to kind of clarify a few things for average people that might not be familiar with all the terms. A caller was talking about earlier tonight, there's the hacking. Generally, people think of that as, oh, I'm breaking into some system and I'm stealing some kind of information or, you know, breaking something, right? Well, you know, he was right when he was talking about, you know, it's engineering
in wanting to know how things work. And so I don't know. I think that it's valuable for people, even people that don't think, oh, I'm not that smart, I could never learn how to program. I think it's valuable for people to, you know, take the first step and just learn something basic, just so you can see how things work in the back end just a little bit.
That's fun to take things apart.
Based on the definition of anybody's a hacker that wants to know how things work, I guess I was hacking when I was 8 when I asked my dad, how does a telephone work? And he said, I don't know, take it apart and try and figure it out.
Yeah, exactly.
And so I took it apart, and I still didn't have any clue how it worked. But I did discover that there were magnets inside the speaker.
Yeah,
you learned something, so you're hacking technically. So that's one thing I wanted to clarify. Even if it's just mechanics, taking something apart, putting that together is usually better. But the other thing that I wanted to talk about is, when you talk about hackers, there's different types of hackers too. Like there's hackers. What's that?
Oh, I was gonna say there's some hackers that do bad things and other hackers that do good things. Like you can crack a security system for the purpose of informing and enlightening a company or an organization. But I don't want to take away your thunder, so hang on, WebKeys. We'll let you explain the different types of hackers here in moments. 855, if you can stick with us, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I remember when I was, the late 90s, my dad and I actually modified a PlayStation 1 with a mod chip. That was a fun little project.
I have no clue what that means.
It lets you play burned versions of PlayStation games. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-648-5421. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-648-5421. That's 877-648-5421.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
US, one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and moments remain. You know, we never got to the story, as we had promised, about the humanizing a drug dealer, but that's okay, Daryl. You're going to be here tomorrow night.
Yes, I am.
So maybe we'll talk about it then. Of course, we'll talk to you about whatever's on your mind. You dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE, and also Skype us at username lrn.fm. We're going to go back to your phone calls, but want to remind you that Free Talk Live is brought to you by Keenvention. Coming up in late 2014, it's going to be October 31st, November 1st, and 2nd. You can come to Keen for the third great opportunity in the year to visit New Hampshire and connect with the Liberty activist community. The New Hampshire Liberty Forum is coming up in 3 weeks, so don't miss that. But if you do miss that, or if you just want to come back here again later this year, Keenvention is a great opportunity. It's a hotel-style convention similar to the Liberty Forum in that it happens in a hotel, but different in that it's more intimate, meaning there's maybe only 100 people at the last Keenvention compared to, say, 5 or 6 or 700 at the Liberty Forum. So it's more intimate, so you kind of get to connect with people better, and it's more likely that you'll be able to meet most of the people there. And it focuses, Keenvention focuses on activism. Now, don't get me wrong. I love the Liberty Forum, and I've been to every single one of them, and I'll be going to this one. But the Liberty Forum focuses more on big-name speakers. They bring in the fancy speakers like John Stossel's been there, Ron Paul's been there. You know, all kinds of big names have been at the Liberty Forum. We don't go after those people for Keenvention. At Keenvention, it's all activists. The speakers are either Free State Project participants who've made the move, or they are people who are New Hampshire natives or they've lived in New Hampshire for a long time. And we get their expertise and their experience on being activists here. And we covered so many different topics. I'm actually putting up every single panel discussion and speech that happened at Keenvention on the Keenvention website. So if you missed 2013, the very first Keenvention, you can go and experience almost everything that happened on the stage at Keenvention by just going to keenvention.info. You can purchase your tickets there for the next one. Pre-purchase ticket price is early bird discounted right now at $40 for an entire weekend. You will not find a Liberty convention that is cheaper than Keenvention.
I don't think you will find any hotel convention that is cheaper than that.
Yep. And we actually, we had a blast. It was so much fun. It was even better than I expected it to be, and I appreciate everybody who came out for it. And hopefully we'll do even better this year. So go to Keenvention.info. Check out the videos from this last year, and you'll get a feel for what the content was like. Very useful, kind of boots on the ground, activist experience, and that's what we're going to keep it at as we go into the future. So no, you're not going to see Penn Jillette speaking at Keenvention, although we'd love to have Penn attend Keenvention. But only people who speak at Keenvention are New Hampshire-based, New Hampshire movers for the Free State Project, Liberty activists here. So Keenvention.info, we'll see you there. And, of course, coming up, the New Hampshire Liberty Forum as well. And Webkeys is, I believe, a Free State Project participant calling from Portsmouth. Webkeys, you were telling us about hackers. You were going to tell us some of the different types of hackers.
So like you were saying, there's different types. There's people that are gonna
maliciously break into a system and exploit it, steal data, steal credit card numbers or other valuable data at someone else's expense. I think that's a violation of the non-aggression principle. In the IT world, that's termed black hat hacking. There's gray hat, where you would look for vulnerabilities and then inform the company or whatever system administrator that there is an issue and you can maybe fix it for a fee. And then there's white hat hacking, where you would talk to the owner of the network in advance and say, would you like me to test your system?
I see.
So, I mean, it's just good to distinguish between them, because a lot of people think that all hackers are bad. They're really not. It just depends on how you approach it. So there's that. And the other thing that I think would help a lot of people as far as security goes is just to learn whatever language you think might be the best for you. Learn very, very basics of some language, just so you see at some level how...
Programming language? You're talking about programming language, not like foreign language.
Yeah, well, foreign languages too, but I mean, like, programming languages. Because a lot of people think, oh, well, programmers are the smartest people in the world, but really it's just, it's more about being persistent than it is about necessarily being smart. And it's, I mean, really stupid people are probably not going to be able to do it at all, but most people, I think, can learn some basic programming just so they
can. HTML is fairly easy to pick up.
Yeah.
Is that considered a programming language?
Yes.
Well, it's
hypertext markup language.
Okay.
Yeah, it's technically...
It's got the word language in there.
Yeah, it's a language. It's a scripting or a markup language. You can't, like, you can't tell it if this one condition is existing, then do something, but...
Right, one of the classic programming... I mean, I did take a little bit of programming in high school, and one of the basics of programming is if-then-else, and they don't have that in HTML, so I don't really consider it to be programming. I guess you're programming what a website will look like, I suppose, but you're not programming...
It's definitely a computer language.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you can say that. So that's all I wanted to say about that. Just one last thing. You're talking about Liberty Forum briefly, and I was approached recently by a friend of a Free Stater, a friend of mine, who asked me if I wanted to possibly play some keyboard at Liberty Forum. So, and I said yes. So I haven't gotten any details about that yet, but I definitely intend to go and play some jazz keyboard.
Awesome. That's very cool. I remember one year there was actually a drum circle at night at the Liberty Forum. So sometimes Liberty Forum feels a little bit like the Porcupine Freedom Festival happening in a hotel. Thanks, WebKeys. We'll see you in a few weeks at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Let's go to Dave in Poughkeepsie. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's on your mind, Dave?
I've been on hold for over an hour. I just want to briefly talk about last night's show. At the end of last night's show, Johnson called me a leech and a pedophile.
I actually talked to Johnson. He didn't call you that.
Yes, he did. He called me a leech and a pedophile. I am not a leech and a pedophile.
No, I think he might have called you a leech. You can't say that on the radio, Dave. You just blew it. See you later. Can't say the F-bomb.
Yeah.
So I understand Dave gets frustrated when people say things to him that that he doesn't believe are true, and Johnson denies calling him a pedophile. He did, I think, said that he might have suggested he was a leech, but I don't have the exact quote in front of me. But regardless, Dave, if you keep letting people get to you when they call you names, you're going to have a very unhappy life, and you really need to get over it. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Apparently, Dave never learned that one in grade school or preschool. I would suggest you study it, Dave. Nathan is with us on Skype. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live.
I think John Stossel actually bought Bitcoin because he trusts the chances of hacking is less than the chances politicians will debase it.
Did John Stossel buy Bitcoin? That's good to know.
Yeah, he just wrote a column about that,
oh,
and
cool.
I thought it was funny the way he said it. He said they could have a hacking attack, but hey, I don't trust politicians. So, I also wanted to chime in on the hacking discussion. I agree with the previous callers. Hacking is not, you know, an evil thing. It's an artistic, creative act, and it's the way it's used is kind of more of a propaganda kind of thing.
There are some companies that will actually hire hackers to make sure that they have a very safe and secure website.
Right. So WebKeys was talking about with the white hat hacking, as it was called.
And then there's, and then you can say gray hat for someone who's kind of in between, like maybe the one who hacks your system and then, you know, tells you about it and charges you a small fee to repair it or whatever. And the other thing I wanted to mention is Eric Raymond is a libertarian, or at least used to be. I don't know what he is now. And he was one of the, I guess, people around Linux or helping to publicize Linux when it came out. And he wrote a book about this kind of stuff where he discusses, you know, this creative process about making source code and how open source is a superior way of developing because you have more people contributing to it. And I think it was an essay called The Cathedral and the Bazaar. And he wanted to, I guess the idea was to evoke a top-down authoritarian kind of approach, like a cathedral, versus a more community-oriented approach, like a bazaar, you know, where it's a marketplace where people are interacting and helping to contribute to make, you know, make the whole community better off in a way.
It's an interesting discussion. I'm glad we've had so many people who are experts on the topic come on and talk to us about it.
I think there's actually Michael Dean might have interviewed Eric Raymond at one point. I vaguely remember listening to something like that. He's a gun guy, so I guess that makes. I don't actually know if he would vote. He's like a Ron Paul voter or what level he's at, but he's definitely, I would say, closer to being a libertarian than Solomon. Solomon's kind of a socialist.
Thanks, Nathan, for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you.
So I just had a final thought. The white hat hackers are basically Jedis, and the bad hackers are the Sith.
All right, we'll leave you with that one, and see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.